I try and work very well with the artist in the way they want it arranged, and will only jump in. This was not Bowie in a BBC radio interview once said that I was his George Martin, and I took that as a major compliment. One, because of being compared to George is great, but the other thing is the way he saw me. I'd got this from other acts as well, that I give them as much freedom as I possibly can, and just if I think they're going too far, I let the guillotine down and chop them off, kind of thing. But I like to try everything they want to try and more if I come up with stuff. I don't like being dictatorial and telling them it's going to be this way or else. I've had to do it from time to time. But
so you're producing Bowie over a number of records,
yeah,
and then he's taking that act as the producer over to somebody like Lou Reed.
Yes. Well, that was a strange one. That's often sort of, it rubs me the wrong way, because it was exactly the same team as there was for any of the Bowie records. It was exactly the same situation, only I was classified as engineer on that one, whereas on David, the only thing that was different was that it was basically Lou singing, well, in big quotation marks, singing,
right. But in front of the mic.
Yes, he was the one in front of the mic. That was the only thing that was different, and that's always sort of rubbed me up a little the wrong way.
Well, that would explain. I was very curious when that popped up. I thought, well, yeah, isn't that interesting? And of course, he was working. Mick Ronson was the guitar player,
yeah,
and band cohort,
arranger, yeah,
at the time.
Now that he was an amazing arranger.
Right.
Runo, oh, some of his string parts. But it's coming from someone. It comes back to what I was saying about people that have the talent, but
not the background.
Right. He didn't have the background. He was a rock and roll guitarist from Hull, and suddenly he's writing string parts, and he was coming up with things that no one would ever do. No one trained would ever do.
Right.
But that's much the same with the Beatles. They weren't trained, and so they went in directions that no one would have. Where the hell did that come from? Yeah, it's... They were coming up with chords that when it came time to do the sheet music, the publishing company couldn't figure out what the hell the chords were. That kind of thing. And that's what it's all about. To me, it should come from the gut, not the head.